Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Drew Dahlman with Spiegel and Holmes.
Drew Dahlman here. Excited to be here in Chicago with you guys and pumped to get this thing rolling and get to work as soon as possible.
Your new center for the Chicago Bears.
He's going to be the quarterback of our offensive line. He'll be setting the protections and the run game for us, something he's done in his past. And I think we can put even more on his plate than what he's been exposed to previously. And so I'm excited about that. He's still learning. He's still growing as a player. So he has not hit his ceiling yet either.
Drew Dahlman with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Football has come a long way, and so has Bears fandom. The fact that Bears fans are super excited about an upgrade of the interior of the offensive line lets you know, I think, how smart the fan has become to understanding the importance of what those guys do on the offensive line.
And just how bad it's been at that position for a while now in this town. So it was time to go out and get a good one, and the Bears got the very best one available.
Drew Dahlman is now the Bears' starting center, and he joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Thank you so much for joining us, Drew. We truly appreciate it. What made you say yes to the Bears in the first place?
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I think the biggest thing I was looking for in this whole process was just really aligning on the qualities that were going to be emphasized by, you know, the organization and the coach and everything. And so I've heard nothing but an emphasis on, you know, playing as prepared as possible, playing as aggressive as possible, and kind of playing to all of our maximum potentials. And so hearing those things really reassured me and made me know that I was headed in the right place.
Yeah, you had said the process made the Bears appealing. Is that what you mean, hearing in the process? Did any of the people in the process make it appealing as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the obvious appeal is, like, you hear stuff about Coach Johnson, who I haven't got to know super well yet, but all my experiences so far have been amazing, and his reputation speaks for himself. And then just, yeah, guys in the locker room that I'm really excited to meet and have excellent resumes and seem like great guys. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for me to learn from them and improve and hopefully contribute as well.
We're learning, as everyone is that doesn't play football, about how important line play is and the intricacies of it. We're very lucky, Drew. Olin Krutz is one of our experts on this show. Like, he jumps on with us every week and he breaks down football with us. When it became apparent that you were a target for the Bears, this is what he said about you and why you're a good fit.
And then they went and got the number one center on the market, Drew Dahlman. Very consistent, good technique, good outside zone football player, has played with young quarterbacks, can get guys lined up, can get the call out, can do the job that he needs to do in the prime of his football career, guys, at 26. Really just coming into his own as a football player. Hopefully he keeps ascending under Coach Roschar. Dahlman is an outside zone guy, so I haven't watched all his film yet. Haven't seen him do a lot of pulling, but I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can pull if he needs to pull. He looks like that kind of athletic center, being a guy who can get on a second level. Down there with the Denver Broncos, Tom Nalen was their center. Reminds me a lot of Drew Dahlman, guys.
So, look, Olin's our guy, and so we pretty much take anything that he says about center play as gospel. So to hear him talk about you that way was really exciting. Was his scouting report spot on?
He's the expert here, so definitely. I have a hard time saying, you know, I have anything figured out. So I feel like I always have room to improve. But yeah, definitely. I love the outside zone game, and I love some of the other wrinkles that sound like they're coming. I think it'll play to my strengths, and hopefully it'll be able to help us win.
So he referenced Tom Nalen from the old Alex Gibbs Broncos. Did it? I mean, like they did it pretty damn well with lots of different running backs. I bet you can do more than outside zone, though, right? If there's going to be more stuff coming, as you mentioned, we're excited about the variety that's coming. Are you?
Yeah, for sure. In Atlanta, previous team, outside zone was definitely our emphasis, but we had other wrinkles. And then in college, I ran a ton of different stuff. You know, we were power and pin and pull, and a lot of tight zone stuff and duo. So I feel like I've been fortunate enough to be coached in a lot of different systems and kind of learn some of those things. So I think it'll be more of a refresh than like a starting from new for me.
Well, that's awesome. We're talking to Drew Dahlman, the new Bears center. One of the ways that Ben has talked about this publicly, it's super exciting. Like, he's got Declan Doyle from the Sean Payton tree. He's got Press Taylor, who comes from the Chip Kelly stuff. He's got Eric Bieniemy, who does a lot of, knows the Andy Reid stuff. And then there's Ben. Like, they're going to throw a lot at you guys. And that's super exciting. He said that the offense will go as far as your collective intelligence will take it. What a cool approach. Isn't that true? That's an exciting approach for fans to hear. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, very exciting. And it makes me really anxious and excited to just get all the guys together and kind of start hearing that stuff and digesting it. And as he's talking about, build the cohesion and the knowledge so that we can begin to execute all those different, excellent coaches' ideas, and then kind of learn, you know, where we thrive, where we need to work on the most, that kind of thing. So I feel like having all that knowledge is going to be a huge advantage for us.
Drew, when you were growing up, what was the dream? Was the dream to play center, or were you like, no, I'm going to be the best receiver that's ever lived? Like, well, what was the athletic dream when you were growing up, and when did you find out that you were a center?
Yeah, I think probably kind of a common thread for a lot of kids that play O-line is you kind of work your way from outside to end. Like, you try to entertain the tight end dream and defensive end, and then you play tackle, and then you play guard, and then center's kind of the last stop. So, I definitely worked my way through there. My dad played offensive line. I thought it was awesome. I always thought it was really cool and something I wanted to do. So I think that was kind of what I knew. But I definitely took my time getting there, that's for sure.
Does your personality lend itself to center? Now that you've found it, with all the knowledge you have to acquire, all the communication that goes on, you seem like a pretty good fit for it at this point.
Yeah, I definitely love that side of the game. I think it adds fun layers to it and kind of allows you to build an advantage by preparation and by knowledge and kind of thinking, you know, what's the defense thinking here? What are they telling us? How can I use it to my advantage? So all that side of the game has always been appealing to me, and I think that is valuable in an offensive lineman in general, especially a center. So I think it is a good part for me.
How do you go about building the relationship with a quarterback and you two being on the same page as far as what you see and what they see and how to make it all work?
Yeah, I think kind of the good and bad is, I think it's reps. You know, you can't cheat it. But it's also, it's simple. You know what you need to do, and it's get a million reps with each other and learn the kind of things that, you know, what do they want to focus on? What do I want to focus on? What are things that we can take off each other's plate? Things like that. So you kind of get a feel for every guy being different. But yeah, it'll be hundreds and hundreds of hours and thousands of reps and everything like that to get to the point where we need to be. But I think that's an exciting prospect and something that we're looking forward to.
In hearing you talk about this yesterday, I thought it was brilliantly stated by you that the job of the center is to take the stuff that's not exclusively on the quarterback's plate and add it to your own. I really like it crystallized it for me on what that job is supposed to be and how an offensive line can help a quarterback out. When did you come to that realization as a player that in your role you can help the quarterback by making it so he doesn't have to do everything?
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure if it's something that I don't think I had like an aha moment or anything, but it's definitely true that every player out there has a lot they're thinking about. And when you have the ball in your hand and you got to make those decisions, you want to be focused on that 100%. And I'm not a quarterback expert by any means, but I can imagine that if you're worrying about what the O-line's thinking and worrying about all these other different things, it's going to kind of take up some of your bandwidth. So it's definitely been a process that I've approached in the past. So, okay, let's streamline this. Let me put some stuff on my plate so that he can, you know, make the decisions he needs.
Yeah, it's cool. You talked about it, like how helping Michael Penix was a pleasure, you said, you know, and in that context, it's really cool to think about, because like Caleb's going to need you. It's a brand new offense here. So and not all rookies or guys in a brand new offense, they don't necessarily point out the protections at the beginning of the year. Right. I mean, that might be on you. Is that one of the things you can take off his plate?
Yeah, that'll ultimately be, you know, the coach's decision and things like that. So I think that will shake out. So I don't think I can say, you know, definitively one way or the other what the roles will be. But for sure, that's a role of the offensive line at all times, is to evaluate the defense, see, you know, what kind of tells are they giving us, what does their alignment say, what's out of the ordinary. And that's information that you absolutely have to pass on to the quarterback so he can know. So I think, yeah, I'll definitely make that a personal emphasis for myself. And I imagine that we'll talk about as an O-line unit as well.
What kind of tells? The poker player in me perked up when you talked about tells, Drew. You mentioned it yesterday in terms of Brian Flores, like lots of front-end prep for you when studying Brian Flores, and you'll see him a couple of times here with the Vikings, and developing tells in that film study. So what's a defensive tell? Make us smarter. Like, it doesn't have to be something that they do, but something that a defense says. You're like, now I know you're coming A-gap, or now I know you're blitzing, or now I know you're not. Give us something that you have learned to read from a team.
Yeah. I don't want to get too specific just because I don't want to give away any kind of like, you know, proprietary stuff. I don't think it's unique by any means, but yeah, guys, you kind of learn watching film, like where guys should be lined up to certain formations. And then all of a sudden someone's, you know, a whole gap wider, or someone's some kind of where they shouldn't be, or their stance is different for the first time in this game, that kind of thing. So that kind of tells you, okay, if they're doing something different, they're probably doing it for a reason. It means that they're, you know, they might be moving or pre-aligning or those kinds of things. So you can kind of take that, and it'll be a little bit of a clue as to where the pressure might be coming from, and then you can inform the guys around you.
See, we love that stuff because, like, we love watching catchers who, like, read the body language of a hitter. It's like, oh, he's off balance a little bit, you know? Like, you can read that stuff as a center. You need to read that kind of stuff from defensive linemen, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it, I feel like oftentimes the center will get credit for stuff like that, but that's really an all-five thing, you know? Like, the tackles will field defensive ends get too tight or get too loose or things like that. So yeah, it's really when O-lines, I feel like, build cohesion, everybody's communicating and picking those things up.
This happened really quickly, and it's a good thing, I think, for everyone involved that it happened quickly, but were you thinking that it would go like this? Did you have like a vacation plan? Like, what are you going to do to blow off steam before you guys are back at it on April 7th?
Yeah, I'm not sure I had really any understanding of how it was going to go. This is my first time through this whole process. But, no, I'm feeling ready to go, feeling refreshed, all those things. So I'll be ready to go when it's time for OTAs to get rolling. And it sounds fun. I'm excited to get to know Chicago, so it doesn't sound like I'm, you know, slogging in my way through or anything. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Drew, we appreciate having you on the show, but we need to know, like, if we get Grady on the show, what do we need to talk to him about?
Oh, man. Good question. I mean, Grady's a super smart player. I can't say enough how much I respect him and how much I've enjoyed being his teammate. And as far as, like, what we talked about, picking up defensive tells and knowing what they're doing, I think he's incredible at diagnosing what offenses are trying to do and listening to the O-line calls and figuring things out. So I'm sure he'd have really interesting answers to that whole deal.
Hey, Drew, what can we help you with, man? Welcome to town. Like, is there a specific cuisine we can help you with, or do you need a date spot? Like, you know, you got two veteran Chicagoans here. So what can we do for you, sir?
Oh, man. I'm definitely happy. I feel like I've gotten a bunch of
recommendations
yeah. so far.
Yeah.
I would love some non-pizza restaurant recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a place called Rosemary in the Fulton Market District, which is absolutely delicious.
We'll get you in there if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty great.
We know some people.
They have an incredible executive chef that is an owner that is outstanding. So, yeah, that's one of the places for sure.
Yeah, I think, what's the place down in Hyde Park by you? With the
Acione Bistro in Hyde Park, which is about 7 minutes from Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really great place that you should check out as well. Well, but here's the beautiful thing. And Atlanta is similar. Like, it's got a good food reputation down in Atlanta. Chicago is a city of neighborhoods. So, Drew, whatever you like, you can find. And you can find it in abundance. And that's one of the beautiful things about the mosaic of this city, man. There's so many different neighborhoods, so many different flavors.
And everybody will love you because you're a Bear. I mean, do it now before a game has been played. You know what I mean? Like, your reputation is sky high. We haven't seen you make a single mistake yet, man. You're locked and loaded.
Yeah, that is true. Got to strike while the iron's hot there.
It's the truth. Drew, thanks so much for your time, man. Congratulations and welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and I'll definitely check those places out.
All right, Drew. Thanks, man. Yeah, it's like, I mean, approval rating is sky high. Like, one quarter? One half? This Dolman!
Mins. They're going to put an S on his name.
This Dolman doesn't know what the hell he's doing. How much did we pay for this guy?
Yeah, for Dolman.
I mean, it's going to happen because he's human, you know?
Yeah, I like it. I'm glad that he was very informative. This is an interesting, introspective dude.
Very, very, very smart dude. He didn't want to give up too many tells. It reminded me of when I asked Theo early on, like, hey, so do you guys use XFIP? Or what do you use when you're looking at pictures? And he said, we have our own proprietary stuff. We can't tell you about that. It's like, oh, okay, all right. Freaking hipster. Whatever. Okay, Dolman.
He was right. Theo was right.
Yeah, he was right. That was the one that was right.
Yeah.
That was the guy that was right.
He was right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Just
saying Drew Dolman was right not to give me tells. And, you know, it happened. It happened.
What?
A guy yesterday, a guy today. They both said, Spiegel, please don't bring up the mighty Sequoias. Please don't bring up the mighty Sequoias.
Did you not because people said it?
It didn't really feel like there was a time. He was a very serious dude.
Yeah, good. That's called peer pressure. And sometimes it's good.
I agree.
But the peer pressure happened. Bring back bullying.
So Spiegel.
I got bullied away from bringing up my center credentials as a 4-year starter at center for the flag football nearly champion, mighty Sequoias.
Well, let me help you out with this, because I have been thinking about
bunch of jerks with your bullying peer pressure.
Here's the thing.
What?
If we get Ben Johnson outside of the season, I actually think he and you would talk about it. The other person that if we get Grady Jarrett, that's you got to go
bring
hey,
it up with him. Hey man, I played center.
I played a little flag football center. How would you suggest that I block you?
Yeah. Oh, look, see, Lawrence, I could turn it into an angle with anybody. I mean, I'm
no, but I think those two particular, like, I want those two bastards. Guys because I think those
thank you.
Two
look,
particular
you're,
guys
you're trying to be a good partner. It's okay.
No, I'm serious.
It's all right.
I feel like after
let
watching,
let me be broken. I've been beaten down by bullies, and it's okay.
After
do you have
watching
any rosters from that time, like, can I get a hold of one of the pass rushers from the other intramural teams?
Actually, one of the guys works for the NBA.
Is it Michael Jordan?
No, it's another guy. But he works for
is
the
it
NBA.
Adam Silver?
You know, he works
that's
for,
about the right age, right?
He works. No, how dare you? How dare you? Adam Silver looks 15 years older than me.
But I think he's only like 3 years older
is
than
that true?
You.
Oh, boy. That's.
What are you? You're like 50, right?
Yeah, right in there. So the
no, he's way older than you. Sorry. Sorry.
No, but like my guy, I got a guy who. There's a couple media people, actually. I give you a couple media people.
Give me
who
some
are,
names. We might have to track someone down for an impromptu segment.
All right. We can do that. Because, I mean, I earned that segment by showing the tremendous restraint I did.
I just
and by
feel
restraint,
like,
I mean being bullied.
I feel like Ben Johnson would then draw up some stuff for you.
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah, have you ever bring me in.
Have you ever seen Bowen's stuff that he does? Bowen will draw up plays for people for their Thanksgiving games.
Oh, that's outstanding.
I think Clown Post is one of them. Like, he's got a bunch of them that you can run. And here's four plays that you can run.
That's really
for
good.
For your Thanksgiving football game.
Drew you up a turkey bowl playbook.
I think you might have missed the opportunity to get a coach to write something up for the wrong player when Doug Kramer was handed the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad.
Oh, no.
That was a bad choice.
Not the mini fridge. Where is the mini fridge? It's in there now, right? It's in
don't
there.
Tell people where it is. We don't want people stealing our stuff.
Yeah, we moved it because of the theft.
Poor Shane would come in here and be like, yeah, so there's a whole bunch of stuff that's missing. Like, out of the fridge? Like, what's going on here at night?
Mm-hmm. Tanny's yogurts.
Yeah.
We're running away.
People need their yogurt.
Is Tanny going to Glengarry, Glen Ross tonight?
To go see Bill Burr?
To go see Bill Burr. And that whole cast. Is it Kieran Culkin is in that too, I think?
I thought that was the plan, that he and Danny were going to go see Glengarry, Glen Ross.
Oh, man. He watched the TV show today. Tanny was at the taping of Breakfast Ball today.
Right on.
That's really cool.
Let's just leave him alone.
Tanny?
He works
no,
too hard.
I think I'm going to text him about everything that's gone on at this place today. Because there's a few things to catch up on.
Stop it.
Are you going to text him about the Mighty Sequoias?
I'm going to text everybody about the Mighty
and
Sequoias.
And be like, hey, we had...
Get out before he says something else.
Yeah, it's a good point by you, Shane. Way to play goalie, sir. When we come back...
Be careful out there.
The host of Hit and Run on this station will promo Hit and Run starting up this weekend. And he's got some thoughts about Ben Brown. That's next here on The Score.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.